Mesachas Beitza Perek Gil Mishnah Zayin Tol Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Machshirei Oichal Nefesh refers to doing things for the sake of preparation for food. So it's not a preparation for food itself, rather it's a form of work which you are performing in order to be able to do something else to prepare for food. We'll see an example in a moment, but there's a discussion whether Machshirei Oichal Nefesh may be performed on Yom Tov. Or perhaps only the preparation of the food itself can be performed on Yom Tov. So according to this Mishnah, Machshirei Oichal Nefesh cannot be performed on Yom Tov, and therefore a Mashchizen Sasakim B'Yom Tov is forbidden to sharpen a knife in the regular way on Yom Tov by rubbing it on a stone, a special type of sharpening stone. Although it is in order to cut the meat in a better way, nevertheless, since it is not directly involved in the preparation of the food, it is forbidden to perform that on Yom Tov. However, if one does it in an unusual way, then it is permitted, but one can lift up a knife and sort of drag it onto another knife, and you can sharpen them that way by scraping knives on each other. Since that is an unusual way to sharpen the knives, it is permitted. The Gemara at one stage does imply that even then it's forbidden to actually sharpen the knife. You're only allowed to drag knives one on top of the other in order to clean them a little bit. But the simple understanding of our Mishnah is that it is permitted to sharpen the knives in an unusual way, using a shinui, a different method. Now, the previous couple of Mishnayos discussed doing business-like activities on Yom Tov, and we saw that it is only permitted if it is done in a rough way, not a calculated and precise way, and as well as that, it cannot be that the price is determined on Yom Tov. Either it needs to be based on trust, or that the price was set already before Yom Tov. So the Mishnah emphasizes that point. A man cannot say to a butcher, Shkol li b'dinar basar, weigh for me such and such amount of meat for the price of a dinar. He is not allowed to specify the price. Now we learned in the previous Mishnah about weighing on Yom Tov. You certainly cannot weigh in the regular way, perhaps not using scales or using scales in an unusual way, so then it will be permitted. However, here where he set the price, that will be forbidden, but he can slaughter it on Yom Tov, and they can split it between them if they come as a group, buying an animal and then splitting it between many people. So again, they can do all of that as long as they do not set a price on Yom Tov. The only thing they can really set is how much of the animal they want to buy. So half the animal, a tenth of the animal, something like that, that will be permitted. But as soon as you mention a price, that is too businesslike to be permitted on Yom Tov.